This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special, I call it an event, because my good friend Celia Farber is back, and she's one of my favorite people. She's an extraordinary journalist, investigator, and she's done and covered so many important subjects that we have covered here on this show. And Celia, I want to welcome you back and acknowledge your new article on this thing called hashtag Walk Away, which we're going to go into momentarily, but you're back, and I'm grateful for you.
Hey, Robert. Great to be back. Always love to do your show.
Well, and again, to establish for our new audience, new listeners, because we get them all the time, Celia has been writing about very, some would call them controversial topics, writing about the truth, writing about and revealing facts is controversial today. We know that. But the idea that we could dehumanize other people we disagree with, and that would be the strength of our argument, not the argument itself, but hey, how can we dehumanize our quote unquote enemy? Whether it be different beliefs in terms of medicine, controversial topics like AIDS, HIV, vaccination, even treatments for cancer. We've seen and we brought people forward on this show that have been dehumanized and ostracized simply for disagreeing with the establishment or consensus. We have something like that happening politically now, and you wrote an article that just was published this morning. You'll tell everybody about it. We've got it linked up about this thing called hashtag walk away. What is this, Celia?
It's an absolutely fascinating moment in time politically, because we've been living in this polarized America, as we all know, since before the election, and God knows after the election, where it felt like, you know, the sea parted, and you were either you hated Trump, or you. I think the other side was not just the MAGA people, but also people who just were trying to, and I fell into this camp, trying to defend ourselves against the hatred that was like coalescing very fast and very frighteningly against Trump himself and all of his followers. So there was like a third thing that I always felt, this is what I am, I felt after the election, I am anti-hate. I am anti-stigma, I love diversity of political opinion. You know, my father is, of course, a radio broadcaster since 1960, Barry Farber.
Barry is a legend, and we love him, and we do. And to your point, Celia, again, this has been my frustration, because we're a show about healing, and we do talk about politics, but I don't like the way this anger, this hatred, this vitriol, this dehumanization is coming largely from the political left. Like, you can't disagree with them. Like you said, you don't even have to be a Trump supporter. You can go, hey, I like that he did this. You know, and you don't like other things, but that's enough. And then you get this hatred.
Right.
So you introduced You introduced me to this guy, Brandon Straka, today with your article. And I hadn't heard about this.
Brandon is a fascinating American. And I'm going to let him, tell his story and introduce himself. But I'll just say the article, and I was extremely happy that I got to interview Brandon yesterday that I got to actually talk to him instead of just quoting from tweets and Facebook. And as soon as he got on the phone, I realized, wow, the Democrats and the media and the left are in trouble, because this is such a crystalline soul coming through here, mm-hmm. saying no to, okay, let me just back up and say what the article actually is. So it's in the Epoch Times today. Maybe we can put a link up.
Yes, it's in the notes right now. People, y'all check this out. It opened me up to go, a breath of fresh air. There's something that gets
it. A breath of fresh air. That's how we all, exactly.
Get the love going here.
It's a place for all the walking wounded to go. That's one of the many things it is, who have been cast out, stigmatized, rejected, and subject to hatred.
Yes.
Either for voting for Trump, or even just for not hating him sufficiently, or even for staying silent. There are all kinds of ways you can get beaten up. So the group, the movement, it's a testimonial video movement. It's called Walk Away. It's booming, exploding all over the place, and it's Americans. I think it's just simply put, the American people saying we are Americans first, and we're civilized, and we're decent.
Yes.
And we want to come together as Americans, and we can talk, and we can reason, and we're against violence.
Amen. Amen. Celia, let's bring in Brandon Straka to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the first time. Brandon, so impressed with your presentation, the sincerity that was coming from you, and calling out those that are really dehumanizing people they disagree with. And it's not that we can't disagree about things, but my gosh, what has happened, Brandon?
Hey there. It's great to be talking to both of you. Well, what has happened is something incredibly dark and ugly. I feel that at this point in time, we've reached a place where the left, who I think for a long time has controlled the narrative, which was, you know, bad enough at a certain time, but it's like we've reached this point where the hysteria and the anger and the rage that's boiling over from the left, which is rarely grounded in reality anymore, is just taking over. And nobody is, they certainly aren't keeping themselves in check, and nobody else up until this point has really been keeping them in check either. So, I mean, there's this great sense of entitlement that seems to be coming from the left, that they feel that if they are upset or they feel something, they at this point feel perfectly entitled to react in whatever manner they choose.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and be hyperbolic and tell you that everybody on the left is violent.
Sure, no. We don't say that here, Brandon, either. I like to get perspective on individuals.
Right.
But, you know, if we talk about it in terms of media response or Democratic Party response, we've seen that political left become what I say part of a religious cult, if you will.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are your street cred in this regard? Because people will say, well, who's this Brandon guy to be talking about this way?
Well, my street cred, I think, is just as good as any other person's, in the sense that I'm an American citizen. That's my street cred. I was a lifelong Democrat, lifelong liberal. You know, I've always voted Democrat straight down the ticket. And in 2017, just about a year ago at this time, I had what is referred to as a red pill experience, meaning that I had my eyes opened through doing research, through having some epiphany moments, which were, you know, encouraged by people around me who were able to open my eyes to some things. And I was able to see that, you know, the liberal ideology is very, there's a lot of fallacy, and that the Democratic Party, although I believe they know there's a lot of fallacy, is more than happy to embrace that and encourage it. And where it affects me personally is that I'm a gay man. And, you know, once I had my red pill experience, which sort of opened me up to the truth about what's going on with the Democratic Party and the left, it became very crystal clear to me that this party that for so long that I believed actually had my best interest at heart and actually was looking out for me and wanted to protect me, nothing could be further from the truth. Because what they really were doing is using the fears and the lack of security that people, you know, whether it be gay people, whether it be black people, whether it be Hispanic people, anybody in our society who has experienced any kind of, you know, disenfranchisement, they are using that against them to keep them in a constant state of fear so that they right. will, they can control and manipulate their behavior in the way that they vote.
Brandon, let me ask Celia. Celia, you've been through this for so many years. That's why I say this isn't new. We can mention people if we want to that have been demonized, dehumanized, and attacked viciously so that, you know, you can't have a discussion like we're having or Brandon's trying to do with his hashtag walk away scenario. It's like at a certain point,
right.
you cannot engage rationally with people that are violent and emotional and rageful and hateful.
That's right. Well, this came in the late 1980s. I remember when they did this, when they introduced the introduction of phobia in both journalism and in the culture. And it went like this. And I remember it as I was a very young journalist at the time, but my journalistic ethos, I'm not exactly sure how I put that together, my journalistic ethos, but I believe that what you do is you go talk to people on all sides of a story, right? You know, I mentioned my father. I did not grow up with my father, but his radio show since 1960, and he's still broadcasting, has always been, it's a very simple principle. You talk to people. Like if I told my father, oh, there's this person who says whatever you want to come up with, he would say, book him. Get him on the show.
Heck, he even talked to me on his show, which tells you he's willing to talk to anybody.
One of my favorite stories is he had a man named Sir Oswald Mosley, a British former Nazi fascist. He was Adolf Hitler's best man. He was the best man. Adolf Hitler's Clinton was British, and he wrote a book about why he was wrong, and he went on like a, you know, a remorse tour. And my father is Jewish, and my father, no question, wants that guy on the show, had him on the show, interviewed him, wanted to know what made him a Nazi, what made him, you know. And then his little twist on it was he took him out at about 2:30 in the morning after the show to Katz's Jewish deli. That was his way of...
that's like your dad, but listen...
My point is, I'm sorry, are we running out of time on the segment?
Yeah, we're going to take a break in about 30 seconds. You want to throw it out there or you want to come back with it?
Yeah, I'll just throw it out there and just say this goes way beyond Trump. We got to bring back, it's okay to talk to people of different political persuasions in the media. If you can't do that in the media, where can you do that? You know, they just say, don't talk to those people. They're wrong, they're bad, they're dirty, they're dangerous. And this creates a very dangerous climate, the idea that there are clean people and dirty people and people who are okay and people who are not okay. What does that sound like?
Hashtag walk away. We're talking with Brandon Straka and Celia Farber this hour. Powerful political healing coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health. And Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Brandon Straka is with us, and if you watch his videos, we have him linked up. He's on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow the Twitter feed as well. And this hashtag walkaway campaign, are you kind of a reluctant stepping into the spotlight here? I mean, there's something that must have got to you that said, I have had it, and I get these points because I have it every day on the radio. With like, oh, my gosh, can you see what's happening? What can we do about it?
Right. Am I reluctant? No, I'm not reluctant. I actually, to be honest with you, I feel like I'm exactly the right guy for the job. Because I know how liberals think. I used to be one. I understand why they believe what they believe, and I understand why they react the way that they react. And you could say that I speak liberal, if you will. I'm very fluent in liberal. So, you know, I feel like I'm a good liaison between where I am now, which I consider myself on the right. You know, and I'm very comfortable getting in front of the camera or getting on, on the radio or whatever and letting people know this message.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love to get into what the campaign is actually all about, because a lot of people don't really know.
Yeah, I think that would be a very important part of what this is, because, you know, obviously there's a hashtag every day. What does it mean to hashtag walk away, right? What are you calling for? Because, you know, I try to be apolitical in the sense that I recognize that, you know, any party could be a party to cult-like devotion, and I'm not like that. I like principles, and if they happen to be in one party and another simultaneously, that's cool. I can live with that. But granted, what we're seeing now with the Democrat Party is vicious, hateful, violence-inducing behavior, yet they're calling out the so-called political right as if they're the danger. And I find, wait a second, there's a cognitive dissonance here that's running very dangerously deep.
Yes, there absolutely is. And that needs to be acknowledged because, you know, I feel like Celia was mentioning earlier that, you know, it's important for us to be able to talk to each other again. And obviously, I completely agree with her 100%. But I feel like we're almost skipping a step to get to that point because where we are right now, I mean, the first thing I think that we need to address is this complete element of delusion that's taking place on the left right now. I mean, how do we sit down and have a conversation when they believe that we have a Nazi in the White House and that he has staffed the administration with white supremacists and KKK members and that they are, you know, actively trying to put brown children in cages and, that Mexicans are in danger and gay people are in danger. Like, we can't sit down and have a normal conversation until we get to the point where people are starting to live in reality again, you know, and that brings us back to the media because the media is fueling all of this. You know, I mean, I can actually have a little bit of compassion and a little understanding for some of these people who are the average everyday citizen on the left who have gone completely off the rails. You know, if the only sources they're getting their information from are these liberal media sources that are fueling this. But I mean, the liberal media is really, really driving a propaganda campaign that is reaching a boiling point. I mean, we're in a pressure cooker, and I think we're moments away from something very serious and possibly very violent happening.
So you're acknowledging that it's, as I said before, too, that how do you talk to somebody that's in a state of rage and hate and delusion? And that's a very good point. Again, how do we get to the healing, the soothing part of this so that they come back to the table and go, you know what, we can disagree on things, but let's be rational about what we're disagreeing about and not just emotionally reactive to things we're being programmed to believe that may not be true.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay. I never want to cut Brandon off. You go first, Brandon. I want to hear what you're about to say, and then I'll remember my point.
Well, I hate to say it, but, at this point, I don't think we do have a conversation with people who are enraged. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do have a conversation with people who are behaving in a manner that's completely deranged. This is why I think the campaign, the hashtag walkaway campaign, which is on Facebook, please check out the hashtag walkaway campaign Facebook page. This is where you're going to find the campaign, and this is what the campaign is. It's a testimonial campaign, utilizing video and utilizing text testimonial. And what people are doing is telling their story. They're looking into the camera, and they're telling the truth about who they are and what they are. And it was originally designed for people on the left who are ready to walk away or have walked away or want to walk away. But I realize what we really need right now, because the left-wing media has completely taken the voice away from the silent majority on the right. They have completely... hijack the narrative of what it means to be a conservative in America. And that narrative by them is that you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe. So what this campaign does is it allows people on the right to look into their camera and speak directly to everybody watching and say, I am none of those things that you think that I am.
Beautiful.
And this is what I actually am. This is what my values are.
This is why
I'm a conservative.
State your truth. We're going to talk about that more on the other side of this break. Brandon Straka, Celia Farber, fascinating conversation, elevating it for sure. We're going to do more after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks, see, political healing is possible, and we're talking with Brandon Straka about this hashtag walk away, that it's way more than a hashtag that you just put in a Twitter feed. There's real stuff behind this. We're getting a sense of it. Celia wrote an amazing article that we have linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, where this article was written about at the Epoch Times, and I want you to read it as well. Brandon, you were going into what this campaign is, that it's not just a hashtag. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, great. Thank you for giving me the chance to talk about that. So, what's amazing about this campaign is it's really, really grassroots. I mean, obviously it started with me, and I'm just an ordinary guy who lives week to week, paycheck to paycheck. And so we didn't go into this with any big funding or any big backing. And it's been absolutely remarkable how we've been able to gain a lot of attention and exposure slowly through the press. But what has kind of happened, which is on the one hand amazing and awesome, on the other hand, makes me a little nervous, is that now it's gotten to the point where there are some celebrities on Twitter who are tweeting out hashtag walk away, Donald Trump Jr., James Woods, you know, Candace Owens. Some of these big names are hashtagging out walk away, but they don't realize there is a campaign. So I want to make clear, this is more than just a trending hashtag on Twitter. What this is a testimonial campaign, which can be found on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and you look, type in hashtag walkaway campaign, you'll be directed to the group page. And that's where you're going to find all kinds of Americans who are doing video and written testimonials, both on the left and on the right, telling their stories about who they are, why they are fed up and they've had it with the divisive and argumentative and at times even hostile, contemptuous rhetoric on the left. And they're ready to come together. They're ready to heal. And let me please just say, too, if you go in that page, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find video testimonials from drag queens, from little old ladies in the Midwest who go to church every single day, from lesbians with shaved heads, you know, from the working class redneck guy with a cigar in his hand. These are Americans from every state, from every walk of life, and everybody in that page is supporting one another, is hundreds of comments under every single video, hundreds of likes under every video, sharing. Everybody is coming together to support each other, because you know what? We're not black people. We're not LGBT people. We're not straight white men. We're all Americans, and that's what this is all about.
Celia, this is amazing. What's going on here?
I know, Robert. I told you, right? I told you. this is exactly what the left, I think, fears. What's being said right here? What Brandon just said is it sounds so basic. Like we can all go, yeah, that sounds great. But their whole agenda was to weaponize everybody against everybody else with these kind of like micro differences or macro differences, but the very idea is what I'm just so happy to see, that in my lifetime this idea might get confronted and smashed or rolled off a cliff forever. The idea being, you over there think something or observe something or see the news a certain way that makes you not a legitimate human being. You shouldn't have a job. You shouldn't be allowed to go to a restaurant. You shouldn't fall in love, get married, have a life, be a proud human being in the world. And they actually want to take all that away. And that's what Maxine Waters said. That was what lay beneath what she said. Go after them. Don't let them be in public places. And I was really happy to see the enormous outcry to what Maxine Waters said, because as you said in the beginning of the show, you and I go way back in this shall we say, you know, pariah factory, media factory business, right?
Well, it's like a dehumanization campaign. They figured out years ago that this would be an effective way. And again, it's historically accurate to ostracize somebody from the community is very powerful. And they have succeeded to do that within a lot of realms, whether it be the AIDS issue, whether it be the vaccine issue, other medical issues and cancer. And now, of course, politically, in terms of the so-called divide, there's always been differences in America. There's nothing wrong with having different political ideals. My gosh, you can still be friends, right? But now,
well, this is exactly is why I'm so nostalgic for this, the pre-weaponized, pre-politically correct, pre-late 80s, 90s, I would say, version of the media was like that. Talk shows, newspaper, like things were normal. People, different kind of people, Republicans, Democrats, people talked to each other. And it didn't, you're right, Rob, it didn't start with Trump, but what has happened with Trump is, it didn't start with Trump by any means, but now everybody's seeing it. Now it's everybody is getting hit with this thing. I went to the store and my neighbor has always been my neighbor and friendly to me, suddenly didn't say hello. So it's like they've mainstreamed this kind of Maoist weaponization of your neighbor that we are used to, because we know they do it to controversial scientists, controversial journalists,
yes,
anyone who steps outside the box. So we know this. We thought it was just types like us.
Yes.
Now they're doing it to everybody.
But they've outed the hatred, to use that phrase, outing something, right? The hatred has been outed, and now everybody can see it. And this is, to me, the brilliance and the timeliness, Brandon, of what you're doing with hashtag walk away. You don't have to engage in that. You know, people will try to guilt you and all kinds of things to not do what Brandon is saying to do. But you must walk away from this anger, hatred, divisiveness, because it'll only destroy yourself in the process of what you think you're doing to destroy your theoretical enemy.
I want to say, to jump the right in here and say something that was very urgent to me. What Brandon did was he took a gigantic step forward for mankind, a very brave step, and he left the house of abuse and said, no more. I'm not taking it anymore, and you don't have to take it anymore. That's not all the campaign is, but for me, that resonates a lot. So walk away means walk away from anybody trying to make you feel less than because of what you believe or think or see or feel, or even how you, as I say, interpret the news. Like if you say, I didn't see that Trump said that at the press conference. That's not what I heard. I rolled back the tape, and that's not what I heard. Like just that. They can't stand that either. They can't stand 2 + 2 = 4. This is Maoist stuff. Very scary.
Brandon,
what he did was brave, spiritually brave.
Brandon, do you feel like what Celia had said about this concept of the abuser, walking away from an abuser in a sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that they have become a party of abuse, 100%. This goes right back to what I was saying a second ago, that, you know, these people have not been put in check in any way, shape, or form. I mean, they have been allowed year after year to just sort of increase in this more and more extreme rhetoric and more extreme contempt and hostility. And finally, we are fighting back. Now, we're not fighting back with their weapons. We're not being, awful and contemptuous and hostile. We're fighting back with the greatest weapon of all, and that's the truth. That is giving the truth and the power back to the people to sit down in front of their cameras and look at America and say, this is who and what I really am. And this is why when you mislabel me and you accuse me of being all of those things that aren't true, it hurts, and it's not true. You know, I'm giving that power back to the people so that they can find their voice again. Hmm. And it completely explodes the myth. It completely explodes the myth that the left has been pushing for so long that people on the right are completely morally deficient human beings. These are the most beautiful people. If you could see the energy going on in that room, please, for people listening, as soon as you get finished listening to this, go to the hashtag walkaway campaign page on Facebook and listen and look at these stories.
Yes.
It will touch your heart.
We have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so y'all can check it out, because I'm listening closely to Brandon's words this hour. I'm feeling the tone and the emotions coming from him. Brandon, I can't find anything that indicates you're a racist, a homophobe, a sexist, you know, any of those things that we're all called if we're not in line with that leftist, liberal, Democrat ideology at this point.
Well, right. I'm not any of those things, which is why I had to leave the left. Because I don't want to spend the rest of my life hating white men. I don't want to have to spend the rest of my life demonizing heteronormativity. I don't want to spend the rest of my life bellowing on and on about how toxic masculinity is. I mean, the left has become everything that they claim to rage against. And I don't want to be a part of it anymore. And I know that I think the majority of Americans feel the same way, and they're ready to walk away.
Well, I'm ready to walk over to wherever you cut hair and get a haircut.
We will absolutely arrange that.
Man,
Robert, may I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
Just because this is important too. One thing I'd like to point out to people is while they're on Facebook, also please stop by the Unsilenced Minority page. And the reason why, that's Facebook page, and through the Unsilent Minority, that's where you're going to find out any of the details of how you can help get involved, whether it be participating in the campaign, calls to action. If you can help us with funding, if you can help us with donations, we're totally grassroots at this point. And up until this point, I've been charging all the expenses on my credit card. So we could really use help. And if you go to the Unsilent Minority on Facebook, you'll find lots of calls to actions and many ways that you can help us grow this movement and get more and more people to walk away.
And I just like that page on Facebook as well, Brandon, and I hope everybody does, because this is a movement that's born not in fear and hatred and anger. Certainly a little bit of frustration, maybe a bit of disgust that kind of get to that point where you're willing to act in a way that could be frightening to you, to step out from your tribe, so to speak. And yet we must do that. We must find other family and tribes that acknowledge our differences, but that embrace them, because this is a land of liberty, so to speak, individual liberty, ultimately, and our rights come from a far higher place than government. In fact, rights don't come from government or your membership in any group. They come by virtue of
your birth,
your creation.
That's 100%.
Beautiful, beautiful. Celia, we got about a minute left here. This has been a phenomenal discussion.
I'm just fascinated to see that I felt like the country's in a trance. It's like been the zombie apocalypse, you know. Mm. And this campaign is really breaking the trance and breaking the fear. I love the line that ends my article. One of the members of the Facebook group said, "It's okay, walk away." It's like this, you're safe, it's okay, you're not a terror, you know, just walk away. And also walk toward the new, I want to say, the new America, you know?
The growing center.
Well, and it's a part of our co-creation ability, right? We're engaged in becoming cause, not the effect of everybody around us. And I've talked about this, the programming of the mainstream media, those on the left that would try to shame you, denigrate you and keep you, on a so-called limited, thought form, the freedom of thought, an expression. It's kind of bizarre because they would argue.
There's a lot of money behind that programming right there. That's psychological operation.
We got to take a break. And I want to have you back on, Brandon, soon. And Celia, you know you're always welcome here. What a powerful and profound conversation this hour. Thank you both.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Stand by. Yep. We'll be back to wrap it up after this break. Again, all the links to Brandon and everything he's doing with the hashtag WalkAway campaign are for real. Go get them. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What an amazing time we've had today on the show, covering topics that are not covered anywhere else in this way. And we learned a lot about this concept of hashtag walk away. I want to thank Celia Farber and Brandon Straka. And Super Don, again, this is really a remedy for me, a catharsis, to be able to, you know, not only, obviously, we were going to talk about it and pull our hair out a little bit over the subject, but actually talk to people who have been through this, coming out of it, you know, trying to get beyond, as we say, the hatred. It just, like, what is that going to help, right? So, really glad for today. Spread it around. Spread the archives around, folks. It's available all these places, including GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. Real quick, we got an update on upcoming events for those of you who are newly listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. When you go to robertscottbell.com, 6 days a week we have new notes for the show. And you scroll down, it'll always say more upcoming RSB events. And we've got upcoming events in Ohio, Belleville, Ohio, an immune system gut lecture at Whitaker's Farm Market. That is the 20th of July, then the 21st and 22nd of July in Columbus at Maho, which is for health food stores. And you can find the links in the show notes. Cancer Prevention Convention up in Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan, Sunday, August 19th, and the Trinity Conference, also known as the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd, 23rd. As more things get added into the mix, just keep checking back. So, Super Don, where are we wrapping up the show here as far as, I don't know, do we need to do a little Canadian discussion? Can we keep up with the Canadians on certain things?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're talking about. But in this situation here, it's related. Yeah. Chuck Schumer. I'm not always a big fan of Chuck Schumer. But he's done something, looks like it's positive here. In the Senate, he has introduced a bill to, ding, 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 deschedule cannabis in the U.S.
Whoa, wait a second. So he is. He's like, he wants to be a Canadian, because that's what we talked about a few days ago. It's like, my gosh, and then they got, like, whipped with a wet noodle.
I don't want to live in a world where we're trying to be like Canada, okay? Yes, Canada did something before we did, and we should be embarrassed about it. But in the House, you've got the States Act, right? Mm-hmm. Or no, wait a minute. Let's see. I think now that I look at this, the States Act was actually put forward in the Senate as well by Cory Gardner and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
So what you've got now is you've got competing bills in the Senate. Why would he do this? To try and deschedule cannabis. Can't they just do one? Why do they need more than one?
Because Schumer's theme song is, anything you can do, I can do better.
I can do better,
right? So, what is it showing? The inevitability of the federal government going, you know what? This is so far ridiculous. Again, I've talked about the term absurdity. Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. Absurdity. It's an absurdity that the federal government still says it's Schedule One. There's no benefit. It's only harmful. Yet, carrying a patent on the use of cannabinoids for different diseases and ailments. And yet, again, Putin's going to get mad, because he got mad at Canada when they did this, because it's violating the drug narcotics trafficking treaties going back decades and decades through the World Health Organization and or the World Trade Organization, etc. The question is, will that organization fall apart now that the rest of the world is figuring this thing out, that cannabis should not have ever been put on that list?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to do a little homework, because I just saw this. So we're going to do some homework here and see, because I kind of like the sound of the States Act.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like, look, let's just let the states do it. I don't know enough about Schumer's bill at this point to say which one should be supported, but I will support any bill that's going to deschedule cannabis. I just want to make sure there's no Trojan horse somewhere in the bill, right?
Well, and they'll usually find a way to kind of regulate or tax it at the federal level now. That'll be the next thing. The other thing about this is, I don't know if the States Act involves the banking industry, because we talked about, remember, with Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center, the fact that the feds prohibit any banking by cannabis companies. And, of course, that severely curtails. And they work with cash. And I said, well, this is an opportunity. They could work in cryptocurrency or gold and silver. How cool would that be? So expanding the idea of what is money back to some original points where, well, it was gold and silver, Coinage Act of 1792. But why don't you get to decide? You get to work however you want. And there's a depository now in Texas, apparently, in gold and silver. So there's competition coming, despite the Fed's prohibition, just like we've seen with cannabis. Cannabis, the great disruptor. CBD, our friends at PlusCBDOil.com, they're ready to help you out. Dietary supplement, hemp-derived CBD. PlusCBDOil.com, you can get 15% off when you enter the code RSB15. And that takes us to the weekend. I hope everybody's feeling loved. I certainly am. Thank you, Super Don.
Oh, I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Yes.
And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.